In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Let me say that again. In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Those are the words of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Those are the words of St. Paul to us, to you. You want to know what the will of God is for you? To give thanks. Now, what are we here this morning to do? It better be on your list anyway. Because again, you all know this, the word Eucharist means thanksgiving. The celebration of the Mass is a number of different movements, repentance and atonement and gratitude and petition, thanksgiving. So, maybe I've struggled recently in my natural kind of welling up of gratitude. Okay, just a little personal confession, okay? And this morning, I'll share this with you. This morning, somebody that watches sometimes from Australia sent me a link. And they said, watch this, Father Mike. And it was about a 10-minute video of Tammy Peterson's conversion to Catholicism and her praying the rosary. And I saw something recently about it, but this was actually kind of going through a very detailed. Now, who's Tammy Peterson? Well, Tammy Peterson's the wife of Jordan Peterson. Who's Jordan Peterson? Jordan Peterson is this kind of a guy who's gotten a lot of traction recently by calling people to responsibility and examining, you know, what makes for a good life. And he did this, you know, again, I mentioned him not long ago, but he did it starting as an atheist. Now, where he is today, I'm not sure, but his wife just is becoming Catholic and did so under the inspiration of a Catholic friend of hers who prayed the rosary with her, and she was kind of, you can call it a miracle, you can call it whatever you want. She was given a terminal cancer diagnosis, she was healed. You know, it's like, okay, what, something's going on here. I'm grateful for that. I'm very grateful. And I was reminded this morning that there is a supernatural power at work in the world for good. We can make our plans, right? Yes, and we should make our plans. But at the end of the day, God's will. And what is God's will for you? You forgot already? In all circumstances, give thanks. This is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Doesn't always happen naturally, does it? It's not always our first emotion in the morning, is it? It's not. It's an act of the will, very often. And so today, we give thanks. We give thanks to God for healing us from the original sin. Whether we've ever had leprosy or cancer or any of the other diseases, we thank Him for healing us of the big disease, which is sin and death. And we give thanks today. And we struggle with all of the slings and arrows, you know, of this life's fortunes and misfortunes. In all circumstances, give thanks. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus.